This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to do some housing later in the program, but there is some new analysis out from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that merits a mention here. One of the big questions raised when the tax code was overhauled at the end of 2017 was, what impact is it going to have on the housing market? The new tax law, as a lot of people found out the other day, limited a couple of big deductions that made it cheaper to own a home, specifically deductions for mortgage interest and property taxes. There still is not a definitive answer to that question, but the New York Fed is working on it, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra tells us.
New home sales have been falling by almost 8% from October 2017 to September 2018, according to the New York Fed. One likely factor, mortgage interest rates went up during that time, making home ownership less affordable. The New York Fed thinks the tax law also played a role. The Fed wasn't able to give us an interview in time for our deadline, but we're going to walk through its findings with Issy Romum, chief economist at Trulia.
The Fed report basically says this. It says we've had three episodes in recent years where interest rates have gone up more or less on the same scale that they did last year.
But in the two previous cases, overall home sales stayed the same or actually went up.
And yet this time they're falling. And they say, what's different about this time? And they point to the tax cut being a factor.
There is other data supporting the Fed's argument. Realtor.com looked at what it called high-impact counties, places where a high concentration of people saw their ability to take the mortgage interest deduction limited by the new tax law. Danielle Hale, chief economist, says they found that while home sales are falling in general,
the slowdown is much more pronounced in those high-impact markets. So that does suggest that the tax plan is having an impact on slowing the housing market.
Even so, Issy Romum at Trulia says there's another factor here besides interest rates and the tax law, and he thinks it's the biggest one. Home prices have been going up.
There's an affordability ceiling being hit in some of the more expensive metros, especially along the West Coast.
And that can put a damper on home sales, too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.